Get Up with Josiah and Herbie. On Hit 96.9.
Hey! Thanks for downloading, guys. Josiah here, Herbie. Another week done and dusted.
Oh, it feels good.
It feels so good.
Very good. It's been a big week, though. Really, a lot of it's been about the coronavirus.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. We don't miss a beat with the coronavirus. In today's catch-up as well, you have a massive prediction about what's to come.
It's not a prediction. It's a scoop. It's goss.
By the time you're listening to this podcast,
it could have happened.
It could have happened by now,
I don't want to give anything away. You've got to listen to find out what it is. But it has come from a very credible source.
Yeah, you and I also took our relationship up to the next level. Like, think bum in face next level. Mm. Sounds weird when you listen to it. Not so much.
Team bonding to a whole other level.
We're good at that.
We were speaking about how kids get forgotten all the time because it seems to be a regular occurrence across the GV.
Got an unbelievable call for that. Plus, Fortune Cookie Friday made its way back. Very funny segment, that one.
And we should point out our little Reese Opie. She's a six-year-old girl right here from Shepparton, and she's actually going to be a grid kid in the Grand Prix.
Yeah, most likely going to be cancelled. Actually, I think it's just been cancelled. It's just been announced, but good on you.
She's still got the role.
She's still got it, and she'll be there when it's back. Thanks for downloading again, guys. Have a brilliant weekend or whenever you listen to this, and I will speak to you soon.
Bye. Get Up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
Yesterday, Josiah, we actually took our relationship one step further. Yeah. Meaning we got a bit close.
Yeah, not me sucking ice cream out of your mouth, nothing like that.
No, nothing like that. That's more stuff you keep for a weekend, I'd say.
may not be true, guys.
No, we went to the gym together.
Oh, that's right. Very different to sucking ice cream out of your mouth.
Yes. That's gross. No, we went to the gym. So you and I, we went to Aquamoves. You said you've got to come to this class. It is my favourite.
Well, you've been whinging that since Europe that you're feeling a bit, you know, whatever.
Like, I know. Well, see, I was one of the lucky ones. I went to Europe earlier this year.
Are you sure? How long does it take before you know you got coronavirus? Because you did a lot of travelling.
I know. Wouldn't that suck if you did actually have ice cream out of my mouth? You definitely have coronavirus.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to go on a Cold Rock date tonight?
No, thank you. Anyway, we went to the gym. We did a bit of Pilates, which was interesting. I've never really done Pilates before.
Yeah, see, I like a lot of sports people do it these days because it helps.
Huge.
It helps prevent injuries because it works in your whole core.
But it's also flexibility. People don't stretch these days.
And that's my
problem. I don't have time for stretching.
And that's the reason I go, because I can't touch my toes. So every time I finish a Pilates class, I've got good abs and I can touch my toes again.
And then it's done.
Then I'm done. Don't have to work out for another week.
But it was interesting because we rocked up and the warm-up was to hula hoop.
Yeah.
You were surprisingly good at this.
Well, I don't know what happened to me because I've hula hooped over the last few years, not by chance.
You're a hooper.
I'm not a hooper, no. Just by chance, if someone has one and you're at a cousin's house or something, you pick it up and throw it around, I can't do it. And all of a sudden, I walk into Pilates class and I was a gun. I don't know what happened to me.
Your hips did not lie, as Shakira said.
I was Shakira last night.
It was incredible. But it's then after that, you start to get quite close to each other if you're near each other's mat, because one person will be going down while the other one's going up.
Yeah.
And then there's a lot of bums in faces, there's feet touching.
Yeah, the body's getting in weird positions.
And so you literally had your rear end in my face.
Yeah, there was a moment where I could see, because I was facing the mirror, where my bum was in your face and my foot was going back towards you, and I turned around to make sure my foot wouldn't hit your face. And I realised not only is my foot going past your head, but you basically got your face in between my cheeks.
It was team building on another level.
I know. I think Cold Rock and having ice cream sucked out of each other's mouths would have nothing what we did last night.
No, nothing. And I didn't let you know this yesterday, but I know this happens in Pilates and a lot of gym classes, actually. I was holding on to a fart the whole time. So you're very lucky that I was kind for our first class. I held that bad boy in, but don't you worry. Come second class, it's going to be escaping.
Well, if we're in an honest place, I didn't hold it in.
Get Up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
It is time for something I know a lot of people are loving across the GV. Fortune Cookie Friday.
Yeah, this we did it for the first time last Friday and everyone went nuts over it, so it's back. It made it back.
It's come back. So how this works, it's pretty simple really. We have fortune cookies and we're going to predict your weekend.
So what, you call up 13, 12, 16?
We'll find out what sort of you want. I mean, maybe you're looking for love, maybe you're looking for a relaxed weekend, maybe you lost stuff last weekend and are hoping that this weekend you might come across a lost item.
Well, it doesn't matter what they ask. There's only one fortune when you crack open
a cookie.
I know,
but I picked the right one.
But how do you know which is the right one?
Because I know. I know very well.
Can I just confirm that your predictions out of those cookies are going to be better than last week? Because this was your fortune.
This
ready?
Is my fortune, okay. A scholar's ink lasts longer than a martyr's blood.
Like, what is that? That, yes. That doesn't mean anything.
That is a fortune right there. That is, you've got to take it. However you read it.
That doesn't mean anything.
Take
like,
it to your weekend.
These better be better than that. That's
well,
all I'm
saying.
Well,
what are you expecting for your weekend?
I don't know. Then I'm going to win the lotto.
That's, come on. Everyone will say that.
Well, I don't care.
I'll give you your lotto numbers. They're on the back of your fortune. I'll do that. But.
Give me the packet.
No, you can't read it.
I won't read it. No, I can't. They're inside the cookie. I haven't I've even eaten the cookie. No, all I want to see are these made in China?
Well, hopefully, because they know best.
I know, but coronavirus started there. I would be careful what you eat.
It started from like a bat or something. Other than the lotto, what do you want? You need a wife, all right? Let's see if that's happening.
All right, let's see if I'm going to get a wife this weekend. Can I have the cookie, by the way? Why didn't I get to eat that?
Because I haven't read your fortune yet.
Okay, I'll eat it after.
There are times when sorrow seems to be the only truth.
Man.
I don't think you're finding a wife.
You know
this
what?
Weekend.
I'm going to go to some ads and cry.
There's your cookie.
Thank you. I can't wait to eat it.
If you want your fortune predicted by us, call now for Fortune Cookie Friday, 13, 12, 16.
Yeah, if you want depression as well.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
We've got Lockie on 13, 12, 16. What are you hoping for your weekend, Lockie?
I've got a horse racing tonight, so I wanted to
As in, like, you're betting on the horse race or you're in it?
No, me and my partner train it.
You train it? What's your horse's name?
Jumping Jack Hanover.
Oh, that is a great name. Great name.
Where's it racing?
Shepparton.
Shepparton, okay.
On the trots, mate?
Yeah, on the trots.
Now, has it had good form of late?
Not really.
Okay, we do need this. You need the fortune on your side.
Well, sorry you're not in the studio, so you can't eat your fortune cookie, Lockie, but Herbs is going to do the honour for you.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, come on. Is his horse going to win? What's this fortune say?
He who is the slowest in making a promise is the most faithful in the performance of it.
Oh, Lockie.
Lockie. Gosh, everyone get your money out. Lockie's going to win.
That's beautiful.
Say that one more time.
That's fortune. Beautiful.
Oh, no.
Sorry, Herbie.
He meant me. He who is the slowest in making a promise is the most faithful in the performance of it.
Yeah. Oh, mate, how much is it paying tonight? Do you know, Lockie?
About $40.
Oh, $40. We are on.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
Now, yesterday in the office, Herbs, you and I were having a little conversation and you like to say random comments.
Not really. We were just having a conversation and I like to say them to you, but you recorded me.
Yeah, we've got a little listening device in our office and every now and then when you say something that sparks my fancy, I like everyone on the radio to hear it. This is what you said.
Do you think I should have been a Disney star? Like a child star? I could be like Demi Lovato, Miley Cyrus... Like Nickelodeon, you know, on the kids' channel.
You should be Mickey Mouse.
Like Ariana Grande, I could be her. She started out that way.
Is this true?
I can confirm I said that. I did. But I was joking, obviously.
No, you weren't. You were saying, I feel like I missed my mark in life and that I should have been the next Disney star. And I said, then I went on to say to you, it's never too late. And you said,
no, it is
yeah,
too late.
I'm a bit old now.
It's too late. I'm past my time because they all started when they were young and then they've now got this incredible career ahead of them. One thing I do lack is an actual good singing voice, but I do love to sing.
Well, you know what, Herbie? I want to give you your childhood dream. It isn't ever too late. And kids, if you're listening out there and you want to be a Disney star, you can be a Disney star. And you know what? Herbie's going to show you how. Because right now I've got three songs in front of me. These are people that, because you love singing in the office as well.
Yeah.
That I listen to you sing a lot and that I'm sick of and I've never played on the radio. So I reckon, let's do a live performance, Herbie.
Okay. I sort of like excited.
All right, one song you always sing is from a movie. Name one of your favourite Disney movies of all time. It starts with M.
Oh, and it's coming in. I think, is it out again, the remake?
I said to you the other day it's a terrible
Mulan.
Mulan.
Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. Did they send me daughters when I asked for sons? You're the saddest bunch. Do I keep going?
I was leaving you hanging there.
That's a good song. Great track from the movie.
It is. You've got to get into it more. If you want to be a Disney star, Herbs,
more.
What if right now someone from Disney is listening to you?
Well, they're going, she's 26. She's probably not going to make a kid show, but that's all right.
Let it go, Frozen. You've got to show them.
Normally, I've heard when people sing this one, when they're professional singers, they warm up for hours.
Yeah, well, you haven't had any time, but you just warmed up with Mulan, so hurry up and get it over and done with. Come on, Herbs, you got this.
Let it go, let it go, can't hold it back anymore. Let it go, let it go, I can't get there.
Keep going.
Turn away and slam the door. I don't care.
Wow.
I've ruined kids' dreams.
No, keep going.
Now.
Keep going. You were just getting the good bit.
No, I've literally ruined kids' dreams.
Oh, you're doing that to yourself.
Yeah, I am, because I know that's a lot of kids' favourite movie. My little cousin, when I babysat, she told me to stop singing. That's how bad I know I am.
The kids are listening. Like, Frozen's their favourite movie. They're listening now going, I don't like that movie anymore.
I'm scared of it.
Hannah Montana, one more before we go.
Hannah Montana, oh. This was a classic. People who haven't seen Hannah Montana won't know how good it is.
The best of both worlds.
You get the limo out front. Hottest styles, every shoe, every colour. Yeah, when you're famous, it can be kind of fun. It's really you, but no one ever discovers. You're looking at me so bad.
Walt Disney is rolling in his grave.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
We have spent a lot of time together, probably a little bit too much time together, to try and bond and build up that team spirit, get the chemistry going.
Well, is that why we've been hanging out?
We're getting paid to hang out.
I actually just genuinely like you, if that's all right.
Yeah, no, I'll take that. That's a compliment. Thank you. But one thing I have noticed in our time of hanging out, and I guess I sort of knew this before I even moved here to the Golden Valley.
Is how beautiful I am? Yeah, I get it. You don't have to say it. Just hold it. Tell me off
air. Because I haven't known you for a while, is you like to talk a bit of smack. We spoke about it on Tuesday, how you thought that you could speak fluent
French. No, I can speak fluent French.
Well, you can't, because then we got you on air to test it out, and no, you definitely can't. You had to use Siri, which is obviously not speaking French.
Well, if you want to listen to that, guys, search Josiah and Herbie in the podcast store. You can hear that break right now, download it, and when you listen to it, you'll hear that I was just making a joke from the radio that I'm not that good at speaking it, but in reality, come up to me in the street, fluent French.
And look, I get it. We work on radio. We get told to, you know, exaggerate some stories, to add a bit of mayo to it, you know, make it a bit more juicy. So I get why you do it sometimes, but you're doing it all the time, because you have mentioned close to probably every 3 hours when you're talking about a story that involves a person, either you've met here since you've been living here or in your lifetime, that you have a best mate.
Yeah, I do.
You describe them, every single human, as a best mate.
Chad.
Every single person that you have mentioned to me, I need to introduce you to this person, Herbie. They're my best mate.
Ash.
Every single person.
Blake.
Is your best mate, which
Hamish.
Is impossible. It's offensive to your best mates,
Bailey,
to have that many best mates.
My dad.
They're not. They are your best mates.
All my Albanian brothers out there, my
best mates. Yes. We went down the street the other week. You'd meet someone for the first time, and then when you're retelling that story, say we met Ben from the bakery, you'd go into the office, go, hey, I was just with my best mate, Ben. No, you weren't. You just met him.
Do you know what?
You just met him.
We need a few more Josiahs in this world.
No, it's not at this stage. Not in the coronavirus outbreak.
Yeah, please don't. We need more positivity like that. You know what? Imagine having enemies. What would you prefer, best mates or enemies?
Yeah, but these people could turn, because they would get jealous. They would think, hang on, I'm Josiah's best mate. The next thing, they're listening to us, maybe through the Hit app, and boom, they just hear four other 1,000 people who are your best mates. It's offensive.
You haven't figured life out yet, Herbs. Come here. Come sit on Uncle Josiah's lap. I'm going to tell you a thing or two on playing people, right? If you start calling everyone your best mate, like I've just read some of my best mates' names, right?
You're going to have the most expensive wedding in the world. Yeah, that's what's going to happen with your groomsmen.
500 groomsmen.
Then ends down there.
Nah, because like you just said, they're going to start getting jealous. Perfect. Start playing them up against each other. Then everyone's competing to be my best friend. It's like, you know what? It's like I'm a living MySpace where everyone's trying to be my top 10 friends.
You're the Hunger Games.
Yeah.
The Hunger Games of Josiah.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
Before moving here to the Goulburn Valley, I was in the Riverina, and while I was there, I was working on the radio, but I also did some nannying. in the afternoons because we finish a little earlier and I love kids. So I looked after three gorgeous boys 3 days a week.
What a great idea, because I always think I've got my arvos free. I should go actually earn some real cash because here we get paid minimal dollar.
And I loved it. So many stories came out of it, brought a lot of joy into my life, and I still go back. I went back the other week to just babysit on the weekend, just sort of to see the boys. And I was speaking to their mum just last night, and she was sharing this story of something that happened at her daycare. So it didn't happen to her, but someone that was at her daycare. So the boys are 6, 4, and 2. So the 2 and 4 year old go to childcare, and then the 6 year old has started primary school. Now, similar to her, another nanny was coming to pick up the kids from the daycare, and they go kids first from the childcare, then to the primary school, then home.
Right.
So this nanny went to the childcare. She had to pick up one kid there. She picked up the kid, and then she took little Jimmy, let's say, and herself, and went to go collect James. Jimmy and James.
Jimmy and James, same name, but yeah, we'll roll with it.
And so she gets to primary school. James comes walking out, and she's like, "Hi, James, let's hop in the car." And James says to her, "Who's that?"
What do you mean?
Looking at Jimmy, "Who's that? That's not James's brother."
No way.
She's collected the wrong kid and left the real kid behind at the daycare.
How does that happen?
So she's basically kidnapped a kid.
Whoa, can imagine if you got put in handcuffs and she's like, "What? I've done nothing wrong."
Imagine
like, yeah.
the childcare thinking, "We've lost a kid. We've lost a kid."
Well, the poor mother that's come to pick up little Jimmy or James or whichever one's the one that's not hers goes, "Where's my kid?" They're like, "It was just here a second ago."
Now, thankfully, the kids were returned to the right homes and the right kid was picked up and everything's happy. But it did get me thinking of when I was a child, my brother underneath me, Carl, he was always forgotten.
Yeah, but you're in a big family with five kids. You're one of five. You've got four brothers. I can imagine by what the second and last child, your mum doesn't care about him anymore.
It wasn't necessarily that. I think because we all made so much noise. So if we hopped in our Tarago, which we did have back in the day, the people mover.
You either had a Tarago or a Kia Carnival. One of the two.
We had the Tarago. So we'd hop in there. Because we're all making noise, you just assume that you've got all the kids. But we'd get home and mum would always say, "Oh, no, I forgot Carl," because Carl would always go across in the park and play in the trees. So we just, there would be over probably 10 times Carl's forgotten.
Was he like a dog where you just leave him there and you'd be like, "Oh, I've forgotten him, we'll go to KFC."
I remember going back and Carl would still be playing, didn't even realise we'd gone. Were you ever forgotten?
Yeah, well, you hear stories like this. Although I wasn't forgotten. Mum did lock me in the car once. That's another story for another time, though. No, you hear stories like in the hospital where the doctors, you know how they separate the babies from the parents for a little bit, and the doctors give the kid back and they give the wrong kid. There's famous stories happening. My parents always joke with me that they took the kid away, and when I was born, I didn't have a birthmark. When they gave me back to my parents, I've got a massive birthmark on my thigh, and Mum noticed it. She's like, "Ah, pretty sure he didn't have that birthmark when he came out of me, and now he does." She's like, "Oh, well, we'll just keep this kid." So I might not even be my parents.
Might not be yours.
So they reckon they may have left me the wrong kid at the hospital. Mum and Dad's real kid could still be there. Who knows where he is?
So we do want to ask you guys this morning, when have you been left behind? We have had this up on our socials and our Hit Facebook page, and we've had some ripper comments come through.
How's this? Ash wrote on the Facebook post, "I parked my pram at the front door of my other daughter's kinder, went through the door, went inside, did what I had to do, and then realised I'd forgotten to take my kid out. Kid just left the kid in the pram while she went and did her own thing." There's a lot of mistakes. It's very common, guys. And if you've done this mistake, parents, dob yourselves in, dob a friend in, dob in your partner.
Yeah.
Where did you leave your kid behind?
And a lot of people have gotten involved at our Hit Facebook page. Highly recommend going there to check them out because the comments are unbelievable. Joe said, "Left my 2-week-old son in Jeff Young's shoe shop at Xmas time for over an hour before we realised, and they were making plans to take him home till after Xmas as they thought he was abandoned."
In Maud Street Mall there. That is unbelievable. Penny's in Tatura. Pen, when did you leave your kid behind?
Oh, that's when we were travelling.
Whereabouts? Were you overseas in the country?
No, we were just travelling through, you know, up in New South Wales, and we tired. We were doing like a big 12-hour trip with the kids. Went to, you know, the local, fill up with petrol, and thought everyone made the toilet, got back in, and we were about half an hour down the road, and then realised that Ben wasn't talking as he always is, and we both screamed and went, "Oh my God, he's not here."
I don't know if we should laugh.
Why are you laughing, Herbs?
Penny's laughing.
Wait, Penny, was Benny there when you got back? Surely you turned around. You didn't keep driving, did you?
Yeah, no. We rang, and then they had him, and they called the police.
Oh.
Was Ben okay? Was he crying or anything?
Oh, he's fine. No, he's eating. They gave him free food.
Oh.
Lucky it was a service station.
Seriously, that is. I mean, there's close calls out there. A lot of bad things happen. Thank goodness there was a good ending there, Pen.
No, very happy. Have lots of food. Good.
Did you learn from that, or did you leave him?
We always did a countdown after we got the car. Always do a countdown. We're all here. Yes.
Oh, thank you, Penny.
No worries.
Hey, Penny, before you go, when I have kids, can you babysit them for me?
We have had some incredible comments come through at our Hit Facebook page, Hit Goulburn Valley. And Carly said, my dad forgot to bring his wallet when he got petrol one day. Instead of leaving a phone, a watch, promising to come back, he left me.
Oh.
And to make it better, someone has replied to that saying, oh, my God, my dad did the same thing.
No way.
It's a dad thing.
Hang on. So you pull up to a servo, you forget your wallet and go,
you don't leave
your
ID or anything?
Yeah, I don't have my license on me. I'll duck home. They're like, well, you can't leave. All right, here's my kid. And then another dad's gone, I've done that too. And dads, what are you doing out there?
That's unbelievable.
Where do we live?
I love it.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
Look, I actually have some breaking news. Because we know that everyone is talking about the coronavirus at the moment. People can't get enough of it, really.
Mm.
And I found out some news last night that I'm going to say is a bit of a scoop.
Here we go.
A potential scoop.
Oh, like as in Hollywood scoop.
Well, I wouldn't even say Hollywood. I'd say political.
Tom Hanks. He's got it.
That's Hollywood. No, it's what this is to do with is our PM. So what I've heard is one of those messages that got passed on to me that previously was passed on from someone who's high up in the media industry to their son, to another relative, to someone's best friend.
Come on, Herbs. This is the Chinese whispers.
Yes, it is. But I believe that it could be true. And I'd like to share it with everyone because if it is, I've done everyone a favour. And if it isn't, well, it's just a laugh, isn't
it? I hope we come back next week on the show and we play this bit and I say, sorry, Herbie, you were right. But tell me what your auntie's brother's cousin's fourth cousin's father's son that works with the Prime Minister's dad's mum said.
Well, this is what I know, that we should all be very prepared over the weekend.
Yep, toilet paper.
So, yes, you want your toilet paper. Not only that, we should stock up over the weekend. We need to stock up because come Monday, ScoMo is making an announcement.
About what?
About coronavirus.
Well, he's made heaps.
Yeah, well, he's going to make one which basically says that we're going to be in lockdown. For good. And I mean...
Not for good.
Nobody goes in, nobody goes out, Willy Wonka style.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Look, don't shoot the messenger. That's all I'm going
to
say.
You know what? Trump's banned all travel to Europe from America. We're the only continent in the world that's an island, right? The whole of Australia. If we shut our borders, potentially, no one in, no one out. I kind of believe these. Well, if all these drastic measures are going on around the world, I kind of believe that.
See, don't shoot the messenger. Just be prepared, people.
Potentially closing the borders. No one in, no one out.
You heard it here first.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
I'm one of the lucky ones who hasn't been affected by coronavirus in terms of travelling. So before I started my gig here, I was over in London.
Yeah, but this is what I don't understand. Are you sure it's not something that catches up a few weeks later? Because you were in London 3 weeks ago, did a lot of travelling, so who knows what you've brought back with you?
I mean, it could be a late lingerer and I could expose everyone in the Goulburn Valley and that's my gift to you guys. But I think I am in the clear. I'm feeling quite tip-top. But I was very lucky that I was able to get over there now because I know lots of people have had to cancel their plans, change their plans. I had a girlfriend just yesterday messaged me who was going to Europe in May and she's cancelled the trip.
Unbelievable.
Cancelled it. Yeah, and because you've got to now factor in if you do go overseas, you come back there, depending which country, you might have to be in self-quarantine for 14 days anyway.
We're lucky we're an island because I feel like it's either a bad thing or a good thing because it either separates us from the rest of the world so we're fine or we're going to get stuffed because we've got nowhere to run.
But it turns out I'm not the luckiest person because when I was over there, my first day of being in London, I was with my girlfriend. She'd been working over there, so we both met up, thought, let's just have a drink, discuss how we're going. And we sat down at this pub. We're sitting opposite each other inside the pub. We had one drink next to us, hadn't even finished it. Then a guy came in to try and sell us the big issue. And we said, no, thank you, we're okay. And then he left. Probably 30 seconds to a minute later, we realised he'd taken our phones. And it was frustrating.
That hurts.
Because I was travelling solo, so I needed my phone to sort of help me get around.
You need your phone full stop.
And my girlfriend's a musician who had a lot of music banked up on her phones in voice memos that weren't on her iCloud. So
surely
she lost
you saw
so much
him.
Music.
Did you not see him go near your phones? Or
no, he's good. And he wasn't an actual big issue seller because they've got to be registered and credited and everything.
So he was doing it just
to feel... It was just his trick. Oh. And he was good at it. But that wasn't the most annoying part. What was annoying was what came afterwards is that if you've ever lost your phone, and this is what I want to get to because I'm so annoyed about this, it is so hard to get onto anything that you've ever been connected to in your whole entire life. So we lost our phones and then we try to get onto our email to check our travel insurance and everything, but you can't get into email if you're on a new device because you need to verify your device on your mobile phone.
But what do you do if you don't have it?
Exactly. So for the whole trip, we had to create new Facebook accounts, new WhatsApp accounts. My girlfriend had to get a new Uber account because she's obsessed with that.
What? So wait, did you like a brand new account for Facebook?
Brand new account because you cannot get into it unless you have the verification, which gets sent to your phone. You'd think it could get sent to another email address? No, it can't. Everything gets sent to your phone, so we were locked out.
So what do? You just sit there and cry and have another beer?
Literally, that's what we did. The amount of tears that happened was unbelievable. We couldn't speak to people back home. We were disconnected from the world. It was bad.
Yeah, well, and this is the thing, though. We cannot live without our phones. Go back 20, 30 years, though. This is the reality that everyone had. There was no phone, no Facebook, no nothing. So what did they do then?
I have no idea. But also, at least they weren't in a $1,500 debt because that's what cost us to get brand new phones.
Oh, that hurts. And so how did you get back connected to the real world?
Yeah, when we got back to Australia.
Oh, see.
No, so just shout out to anyone that is travelling or just loses their phones. It is a nuisance. It's annoying. And people who actually run the companies, if you're listening, hopefully you are, fix them.
Absolutely. It could be worse. You could have coronavirus.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
How's this, Herbie? The Simpsons.
Do you know what? I got around The Simpsons when I was young, but not really as an adult.
Yeah, it was the funniest show on TV as a kid. I've watched a few eps back now and I'm like, yeah, it's okay.
But people, some people really love it, still do.
I know, it's like my sense of humour's changed. You wouldn't know that, but they've done it again. Coronavirus, they predicted it in an episode. This is probably going back. When the first outbreak, it was going viral a few weeks ago in 1993. Marge Simpson predicted a Far Eastern outbreak around the world.
Oh, wow, yeah, definitely hit the nail on the head.
Then this one was unbelievable. They predicted Donald Trump becoming president like 20 years ago.
Yeah, that one is it's a good get. It is a good get, but also that country is a bit whack, so understandable you could predict that stuff.
You could. Now they're saying, obviously breaking news yesterday afternoon, Tom Hanks got coronavirus.
The first real biggest Hollywood celeb, you'd say, that has been confirmed to have it.
I know, it was almost...
In Australia.
I know, he's on the Gold Coast, so he brought it into the country.
Thank you very much, kind sir.
Everyone that's been in contact with
him. And his wife, Rita.
Rita Wilson. Oh, I love that his wife's surname's Wilson. Did you know that? Wilson! Anyway, The Simpsons have predicted that Tom Hanks got coronavirus.
No, they didn't.
1997, 2007, there was a Simpsons movie. Listen to this.
I remember it.
Yeah, Tom Hanks made a quick appearance. Listen to what he says in the movie.
This is Tom Hanks saying, if you see me in person, please leave me be.
That's because he has coronavirus.
That is so far from anything.
He knew he was going to get coronavirus. Listen.
This is Tom Hanks saying, if you see me in person, please leave me be.
That is bollocks.
Because of coronavirus.
That is, no. But you see how you had to add that in? That's no prediction then. You had to add the last bit in or we wouldn't know.
The Simpsons have done it again, guys.
They have not done it again.
They are on the money.
They haven't done it. This is ridiculous.
Family Guy. Now, there's humour I can get around these days. That just shows how our humour does change. Yeah. Simpsons was funny as an early teenager. Family Guy is funny now. Now, I don't know how true this one is, right?
Yeah. They haven't predicted something as well.
No, that's the thing. They're not famous for it. But Tom Hanks made an appearance on one of their episodes 2 years ago.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if it was 2 years ago, but they made this prediction. Have a listen.
Tom Hanks, that's it. Ah, funny guy, Tom Hanks. Everything he says is a stitch.
I have coronavirus.
see the old adult hat in there? That was you.
That wasn't edited. Have a listen.
Tom Hanks, that's it. Ah, oh, funny guy, Tom Hanks. Everything he says is a stitch.
I have coronavirus.
I mean, you wanted the proof and the pudding. The proof is definitely there. He admitted to it and he's got it.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
There is a massive weekend in Melbourne that's about to start because the Formula One Grand Prix is happening.
Pumped for this, guys. Obviously, in breaking news overnight, McLaren have pulled out.
Yeah.
As far as we're concerned, it's still going ahead. We haven't heard.
Some question marks. We will probably find out a bit more later.
Don't worry about that, guys. Don't worry about it.
It is an awesome event. I remember the first time I saw it, it was the cars. I'm not really a car person, but when I was there, the atmosphere, the sound, you just don't really realize how quick they're going.
Oh, and how loud it is at Albert Park. My goodness.
But I tell you what, there is two lovely ladies that do know exactly how fast these cars go and know a lot more about cars than you and I, Josiah.
Definitely.
And that is Reese and Sita. They're local girls. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in, girls. Now, you both go to St. Luke's up in the north end of Shep, and you've been doing this for a while now, haven't you?
Yeah.
Now, we should point out, Sita, you're 10.
Yeah.
But as we just learnt off air, you're basically 11.
Yes. Yep.
And Reese, you're 6, but you're basically 7.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't say our real age. We say what we're about to be, don't we?
Yeah.
I'm almost 80.
Now, we've got you girls in for a particular reason because, Sita, you did this last year, but now Reese is following in your footsteps. You're going to be a grid kid this year, Reese.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You basically get to stand on the grid and sing the national anthem.
That is unbelievable. And you'll be with some of the other drivers as well?
Yeah.
Wow. Is there someone that you want to meet? Who's your favourite driver?
Probably Charles Leclerc, but if they don't come, probably someone else.
Oh, yeah. I'm a big fan of Daniel Ricciardo.
Are you Daniel Ricciardo?
You're not?
Or Daniel.
Sita, are you a fan of Daniel Ricciardo?
I'm not a fan of him, but I only like his smile.
Yeah, he's got a cute smile.
Now, Sita, you did it last year. How was being a grid kid? What was the experience like?
Pretty cool.
What did you get up to? What was the best highlight of it?
Probably standing in front of them.
What about the crowd? Was that scary seeing all the people in front of you as well?
No.
You knew what you were doing. You've been riding for a while. How long have you been driving for?
4 years this year.
Wow.
And we're talking about go-karts, not big cars?
Yeah. You're not in a Ferrari yet, are you? Is one day you want to be, though?
Yes.
That's good. What about you, Reese? One day you want to drive in the F1 as well?
Maybe.
Sure. Why not? You can do it.
Now,
probably I'll just stick with go-karts.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
You girls, we've heard, are great at go-karting. Who would be the better driver out of the two?
Me.
Oh, we've caused a bit of an argument. Well, Sita, you're a little bit older, so maybe Reese, when she grows up a bit, gets that height, it will be the big race to see who is the ultimate.
No, the youngest mostly has to go to the fastest because they don't know what they're doing.
Oh.
And they're not scared. Are you scared at all?
No.
You can cut the corners more because you don't know yet, do you?
Love this. Now, if the Grand Prix isn't to go ahead, do you reckon that we should hold our own little mini race here in the Goulburn Valley?
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be fun, wouldn't it? We can have our own Formula One right here.
Yes.
In Newmarket, maybe.
At the Newmarket track. That would be fun as well, wouldn't it, girls?
We could be a go-kart track.
Yes. And we can get Ferrari and Dan Ricciardo and everyone to come up here instead.
Yes.
Yes. And all the crowds.
Yes.
And all the tourism will come here and everyone's happy.
Yeah. Yes. Let's do it. And take photos.
Yes.
I've got spare rooms in my house. The whole Ferrari team can stay there.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing missing, though, is a suit, because I know you've got a suit, Sita. Is it called a suit? What are they?
Well, yeah, suit.
Suit racing outfit. Do you reckon you're going to get one this weekend, Reese?
I think I won't be able to take it home, but I think I'll be able to stand on the grid with it.
Now, don't tell anyone I told you this, but bring a big bag with you and maybe you could take it home.
Oh, how good would that be, girls? Well, get very excited because you're heading down tomorrow morning, aren't you? You got school today first. Is everyone at school very excited for you girls?
We didn't know that my teacher actually found the newspaper in the staff room.
Yeah, you're on page 3 of the Shep News. We saw that. You're looking very good,
better than
girls.
Josiah's ever done.
Yeah, lucky to make it onto the back page.
Well, girls, we wish you the best of luck this weekend, especially to you, Reese. You're going to smash it out of the park. Can you sing the national anthem very loud?
Yes.
Oh, can't wait to hear it.
We basically do it.
We're doing it today at school, so.
Should we practice now?
Australians all. You'll save it for tomorrow, girls. You'll nail it. Well, thank you very much for both coming in and have a great day at school, all right?
Yep.
And have a great time this weekend as well.
Okay.
Thanks, girls.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.
There is a huge event happening at the Shepparton Marketplace tomorrow. It's the annual Shepparton Marketplace World's Greatest Shave event. You hear about these all around the country, no doubt. That this will be an incredible event. You've probably seen it before.
Oh, unbelievable stuff. And it's a great cause for everyone to get behind and donate and dig deep.
Because everyone, all the money raised goes to the Leukemia Foundation. And I love the generosity of community members here in the GV because the team at Just Cuts, they're donating their time, which is incredible because there's going to be lots of people shaving their hair, colouring their hair, and anyone is welcome to come down to do it. So you can shave your head or beard for $10, colour your hair or beard for $5. There's raffle tickets, my favourite thing. There's going to be guess how many lollies in the jar, although don't touch the jar in today's sort of...
Yeah, please don't touch it. Just look.
Look only. There's got to be lots of cookies, cakes and candy bar that you can purchase. So plenty of money to be raised to go to the Leukemia Foundation.
Yeah, make sure you come on down tomorrow, guys, 11 a.m, no matter where you are listening in the GV, and do support a local cause. One of the guys that's getting his head shaved tomorrow is Benny Anderson. He's a good man. He joins us on the phone now. Morning, mate.
Good morning. How are you going?
We're good. Now, Ben, amazing effort what you're doing this weekend. Why have you decided to shave your head?
So initially, I was looking to raise money for kids living and their families living with cancer, and I decided to jump on board with the World's Greatest Shave.
It's a brilliant event, mate, as well, and there's lots of people getting involved. What's the easiest way for people to come and donate?
So you can jump onto the World's Greatest Shave website and find me on there, or otherwise come down to the Shepparton Marketplace at 12:30 p.m. and watch me buzz the locks off.
So is that it? At 12:30, that's when the hair is going?
That is correct, yes. So I'm booked in for 12:30 for the buzz, so it'd be great to see everyone down there.
If people did come down and were going to donate, is there an extra element where they might even get to take a bit of your hair off and if they donate a bit more money?
Oh, the possibility's always there if they like, absolutely.
I like it. How good would that be? It'd be the nicest feeling. Hey, Benny, how long have you been growing your hair for?
So I've been growing it for just on nearly 2 years now, so it's going to be a strange transformation, but one that I'm looking forward to.
A lot of people know what Josiah looks like. He's got his luscious locks he likes
beautiful
to brag about.
Hair.
In comparison to his hair, where do you reckon yours stands?
Probably not as good as that one, but I've got a few more greys. But, yeah.
Yours is a bit cleaner though, Benny.
And do you have a goal that you're trying to get to in terms of raising money, Benny?
Yeah, so my initial goal was $1,000 when I started my fundraising in November last year, and I surpassed that and raised just over $2,700. So my end goal now is $3,000, and at the moment I'm at about $2,850, so about $150 to go.
Good on you, Ben.
Incredible effort.
Well done, mate. That's very. You should be proud of yourself.
Thank you very much, mate. I appreciate it.
Well, get on down 12:30 tomorrow, Shepparton Marketplace. Support the World's Greatest Shave. Support this good local man, Benny Anderson, as well. Donate at that website, worldsgreatestshave.com, right now. Good on you, Benny. Thanks for your time, mate.
No worries at all. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Enjoy the breeze on your head.
Thank you.
Get up with Josiah and Herbie on Hit 96.9.